From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief for July 7th.
Theo, July 7th. The systems update, 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it. First from IDE Spectrum AI. Smaller AI models gain traction around the world.
What surprised me most was how the whole system got pulled off the cloud and onto a phone in a couple of hours.
Flange's RX scanner was choking on a 5-minute round trip to a US server, so his team pruned the model until it could run locally on an Android device, turning a bandwidth nightmare into an instant readout. The trick isn't just a hack for pills, it's the blueprint for smaller AI everywhere tiny language models, often under a few billion parameters, that can live on phones, Arduinos, or solar-powered drones. By trimming or distilling big models, developers keep the core skill set, while shedding the bulk, letting devices diagnose counterfeit drugs, spot disease crops, or flag mosquito breeding sites without ever touching a data center. As hardware gets more efficient and chips with neural processing units become common, these edge-first models are spreading fast, promising practical AI for the parts of the world where big-scale cloud power simply isn't an option.
Next.
Second, from MIT Technology Reviewer AI, your family's $300 stake in OpenAI. So the weird part under the hood is that Sam Altman is actually sitting down with the Trump team to talk about handing the USA 5% slice of OpenAI. It's not a brand new idea he's been nudging at a public share model for years, but the concrete number and the presidential link are fresh. If the deal went through, the 5% would be worth roughly $4 to $2 billion at today's valuation. Split across about 133 million households, each would end up with a $320 equity stake. The plan isn't to hand out the stock directly, instead the government would likely park it in a fund and let the returns trickle down, which could boost the payout if the company ever turns a profit. The motive beyond the optics is twofold. First, it gives a kind of back pay to the creators whose work fuels the models. Second, it offers a safety net that might calm the anxiety about AI displacing jobs, even if economists aren't convinced a profit surge is guaranteed.
All of this is still more story than policy.
Altman's pitch has been floating around for half a decade, and even the more aggressive Sanders proposal looks unlikely to materialize. What it does show is how unsettled the rules are around AI wealth, and how much the industry is banking on the idea that the boom will be big enough to share.
Up next.
Third from TechCrunch AI.
Microsoft lays off nearly 5,000 employees across Xbox commercial sales.
Microsoft cut around 4,800 roles, or 2.1% of its global workforce, on Monday, the latest in a series of layoffs that stoking fears of AI replacing jobs. The layoffs will hit Xbox and commercial sales the hardest.
And then,
fourth from TechCrunch AI.
If you use Google, you're training its AI.
Here's how to opt out.
Consider this a belated PSA. A recent change to Google's privacy settings is allowing the company to store more of your data, including media such as images, files, and audio and video recordings to improve its AI models.
Next,
fifth from TechCrunch AI. An AI agent carried out the technical execution of a real-world ransomware attack for the first known time, but new details show a human still chose the victim, set up the infrastructure, and supplied stolen credentials, meaning it wasn't quite the fully autonomous cybercrime debut that last week,
as headlines suggested.
The first AI-run ransomware attack still needed a human.
Up next, six from the Decoder.
GPT-4's dominance lasted a year, while today's top models barely survived 7 weeks at the top. OpenAI's GPT-4 led the Epoch Capabilities Index for about a year, far longer than any model since.
Since Claude 3 Opus took the top spot in February 2024, the lead has changed hands 17 times, with a median stay of just 7 weeks.
Competition is fiercer now that the capability gains between models are shrinking.
The article GPT-4's dominance lasted a year, while today's top models barely survive 7 weeks at the top appeared first on the Decoder.
And then, seventh from the Decoder.
Tencent releases Hi-3 open source model that allegedly matches models up to 5 times its active size.
Tencent has released Hi-3, an open source language model with 295 billion parameters built on a mixture of experts' architecture.
Only 21 billion parameters are active at any given time.
Tencent says Hi-3 matches models 2 to 5 times its size while cutting its hallucination rate in half to 5.4%.
The article Tencent releases Hi-3 open source model that allegedly matches models up to 5 times its active size appeared first on the Decoder.
Next, 8th from the Decoder.
GPUAI launches Zcode to challenge Claude Code and OpenAI Codecs at a fraction of the cost.
GPUAI is bringing GLM 5.2 to its Zcode development environment, pitching the model's long context capabilities for complex coding tasks.
The article GPUAI launches Zcode to challenge Claude Code and OpenAI Codecs at a fraction of the cost appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next,
9th from the Decoder.
Cloudflare replaces its blanket AI bot block with granular controls for search, training, and agent crawlers.
Cloudflare is giving all customers granular AI bot controls.
Site owners can now manage search, training, and agent bots separately instead of blocking them all at once. Starting September 15, 2026, training and agent bots will be blocked by default on ad-supported pages.
The article Cloudflare replaces its blanket AI bot block with granular controls for search, training, and agent crawlers appeared first on the Decoder.
And then, 10th from Towards Data Science.
Validating the RAG answer before the user sees it spans quotes and the feedback loop.
Enterprise Document Intelligence Vol.1-8C structured output is the start of validation, not the end. Check your evidence, accept not found. Loop the feedback, the post-validating the RAG answer before the user sees it spans quotes and the feedback loop peered first on towards data science.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.